I don't know if it.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's try this.
This is All About Wine, the talk show dedicated to the wine industry since 2009, featuring winemaker, cellar master, vineyardist, and tasting expert, Ron.
Basically, what we're trying to do on this program is just trying to educate people and trying to make wine less confusing and more friendly.
From coast to coast and around the world.
You know, we really have had some neat people on the program. I love that.
Post your questions and comments during the live show on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. Again, that's www.facebook.com/allaboutwinebtr. And now, All About Wine is on. Here's Ron.
Ron was on the switchboard right before the show started at the usual time, but there was no audio coming from his. Oh, what is this? Oh, I'm not on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, his mic is not working no matter what he does. Oh, okay. I just got that information from Ron. Got it. Okay. All right. So can't go live on Blog Talk Radio, I believe, but we are live, or I am live at least. See if we can come on there, I guess. For the moment, I guess we'll be on Facebook and YouTube just to say probably not going to have a show tonight because Ron is not he's having some audio issues. So therefore, we have probably 1,000 people listening right now. Oh, wait, another message, and this thing keeps popping up. I tried to call in again, get your host guest line. We're out of service. Isn't that interesting? Wow, okay. Yeah, I don't know if he can hear me or not, but I tried 4 times to call into the host line, and guest line are out of service. Wow, okay. Well, somehow I'm on Blog Talk Radio, but I'm not on as the host, so I can't activate the show on there. But I am on Facebook and YouTube on our channel there, and we'll probably have to close the show. Blog Talk Radio is having some issues tonight. But real quick, I was sent this link from the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce. That's the giant metropolis here in Central Florida, where I happen to reside. The population is, on a good day, it's probably like 1.5 million. It seems like it. They're trying to build this city into another Brandon or Tampa. I mean, come on, Orlando. Can you imagine? Oh, it used to be a small town, and now there's a couple of companies that are taking that away. But anyway. Let me see if I can do this real quick because there was a report and I just had it. Here we go. So the Greater Winter Haven Chamber of Commerce Facebook page posted that they are excited to welcome Obscure Wine Company to the chamber. Obscure Wine Company is a new wine shop and bar opening very soon at 276 West Central Avenue here in Winter Haven. As a wine bar first, Obscure Wine Company features ethically made wines from producers and farmers around the world. Ethically made. What the heck does that mean? What? I mean, is that necessary? Okay. Anyway, that's what it says, folks. Features ethically made wines from producers and farmers around the world. Are there any unethically made wines? What are we? I'll have to ask Ron that. What the hell are they trying to tell us? Anyway, owner and sommelier Welly Bethia, I hope I'm saying that right, is excited to bring her knowledge of and passion for wine to Winter Haven and will even start hosting sommelier classes for wine lovers of all levels. You can follow them on social media and stay updated on all that they will be offering once they open. It's a wine bar, Obscure Wine Company, going to be opening soon in Winter Haven. And this thing, let's see, AAW is live on Facebook. I can't get back in without shutting down everything. Well, that might have to be an option. If you want to try it, Ron, you could see if that'll work. I can stay on here for a little bit, but as far as articles go, that's about my only one. So I can't do a whole hour like Ron does. But anyway, they did. Yeah, there was a website that they posted, and I'll see if I can go to that. It's obscurewine.com. Obscure, OBSCURE, wine company, or I'm sorry, wine.com. Wine company is the full name. The wine shop with an E and bar. So, anyway, they said that the owner, Welly Bethia, said the wine should have a soul of a place or a people, so she focuses on producers and farmers who practice biodynamic and sustainable, organic, or something else, some French word I can't pronounce, along with ethical business operations. Interesting. Okay, yeah, there's some, I don't know what this is. Upcoming events. How can they have upcoming events and they haven't even opened yet? Anyway, really nice website, and so yeah, check it out when it opens. It's going to be, again, I believe the address was 276 West Central Avenue in Winter Haven, but it's not opening yet, according to the Chamber of Commerce. So welcome there. Anyway, it is 7:06 p.m. here, and I'm doing a really impromptu show here. Can't do anything on Blog Talk Radio because I did not log in as a host, so it's just sitting there. I wonder if I could let me continue this. Okay. We'll see in a couple of minutes if Ron does happen to join in here and can get his audio issues fixed. Maybe he can actually get on the show. It might be a little bit late, though. We'll try it. So, we'll see. May 26th, I got some quick news here that the scientists claim higher altitude vines may adapt better to climate change. And you're probably saying there is no climate change. Yeah. Okay, sure. oh, I am completely locked out of the program. Wow. Wow, Ron, that is not a good sign. Okay. The scientific community outlined how the 2021 assessment report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is IPCC, everybody knows that, had uncovered how the last four decades have been sequentially warmer than any other decade since 1850, and this has led to further research into viticulture and the climate. In the drill down, each of the scientists described how sites where viticulture is characterized by short growing seasons or low summer temperatures, like those located in higher latitudes or elevation, are expected to get progressively warmer under future climate conditions, allowing for a wider selection of cultivars to be reliably grown. This is taken from the Drink Business website. I've never heard of this site. let's see. Anyway, well, study also highlighted how current premium grape-producing regions may suffer major reductions in quality due to a projected increase in temperature and lower water availability. That is always a problem. Let's see, an increment in air temperature, CO2 concentration, and dryness reportedly occurred in wine-producing regions, affecting the physiology and the biochemistry of grapevines, and by consequence, the berry quality. And the scientists identified that a global scale, an increase in altitude, causes a delay of phenological phases, and the major effects are seen in harvest times, followed by bud break, which might increase the risk of hail damage and frost, respectively, by prolonging the period of vulnerable structures exposed to the cooler part of the growing season. Here we go. I heard you and everything at the beginning. I went to my audio settings and everything was good with good things, good tests, but you could not still hear me. I really don't understand. Let's see. Have you rebooted? There's a common, if you're into IT, did you ever watch that show from, what was it? Was it from Great Britain, England, UK? The IT crowd. And anytime there was a computer problem, they said, did you try turning it off and turning it back on again? And that's kind of a joke around work as well, because every time they come to me with the computer problem or something's not working or need help on something, I said, you shut it off, turn it back on again. Seems to usually fix things. But they actually made it part of their IT division, the little office down in the basement. It's a comedy show, but they put it as their voicemail. So whenever you called IT, it would say, did you try shutting it off and turning it on again? You know, that kind of thing. So I thought that was kind of funny. You had to be in IT to, I guess, get that one. Where's the, I can't even do sound effects. I have to load something else here. But anyway, let's go to something else here. Here's something. From Spectrum Local News, not here, but New York considers extending liquor store hours on Sundays. Where's the applause? Hang on, I gotta get my jingle thing here. Let me see if I can load my sound effects program. You're gonna go, wait, what? He has a sound effects program? There we go. Okay, thank you. What else do I have? I've got something. Yeah. There's that one.
No!
All right, cool. All right. At least I got those two. Liquor stores would be able to open as early as 10 a.m. on Sundays in New York State under a measure that could receive final passage in the coming days. In New York? Okay. Lawmakers in the state Senate approved the measure on Wednesday, and it now heads to the state assembly. The measure addresses New York's historic blue laws that have limits when liquor can be sold in the state. In recent years, elected officials have called for the state's alcohol and beverage control laws to be updated. The bill is also gaining momentum after bars and restaurants were allowed to serve alcohol starting at 10 a.m. on Sundays, and after the state budget approved a provision that allows for to-go alcoholic beverages with meals. What else? I thought that was extending, like they would be later, but might as well. I mean, what the heck? So they are, looks like they are going to the assembly and waiting for everything to be approved there. Let's see. Nothing yet from Ron. Let's see if he tried to make a return. Trying to find some other things here. I'm kind of doing this on a whim here. Wasn't expecting to do any kind of show thing. So 7:13 p.m. now here in Florida. What else you got to do? Let's see. Here's something from, where was this from? I could just read articles quietly to myself and let you all wonder what I'm reading. I'll make little comments like, oh, well, that's interesting. And then you can go, what's he reading? I don't know. I'm like, wait a minute, what? The first linen bottle? Linen? Like clothes? It is. Wait a second. I gotta check this out first. The first linen bottle for wines and spirits made from, that does look like it's linen. Made from French-sourced flax fiber, braided and braiding and plant resin, the new VS 2050 organic cognac bottle by some French name certainly did not go unnoticed for its eco design at the Pro Wine WEIN trade fair in mid-May in Dusseldorf, developed by Toulouse-based startup Green Gen Technologies. A composite bottle combines lightness and rigidity, said the Laura Moore, who is a sales manager for this French place. Weighing just 85 grams, the bottle is 10 times lighter than a conventional glass bottle for spirits, which weighs between 700 and 1,000 grams. Its carbon footprint is reportedly four times smaller according to initial estimates. Life cycle analysis is underway, but the results have yet to be finalized. The linen bottle, is being touted as less energy intensive with a lower carbon footprint than traditional bottle, but still needs to be improved upon. Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, oh, twice. He's already tried twice. Okay. I will be ending the show. And YouTube. Okay, so it doesn't look like Ron has tried to reboot it, and it's not working for him. So I'm going to say it's probably a problem with Blog Talk Radio, as we have discovered that they seem to have quite often, unfortunately. So I don't know. I don't know what this the range that this bottle is targeting is French and European consumers who are more receptive to organic cognacs than the American and Russian markets. Thank you very much. The company's primary destinations. And the main shareholder of this spirit, is it a spirit company? I believe. Yeah, the cognac company, their main shareholder is Russian, by the way, just to let you know that little part. And yeah, there's a picture of it on vitasphere.com, and it is a it's strange. It's a linen bottle. That's odd. So we go back to some last minute here. I don't see anything else that I can pronounce to let you all know about. For those of you just tuning in or listening, I don't know if this is even going to make an archive, but 7:17 now. Ron has tried to get on since about 6:45. We usually talk about 15 minutes before the show starts, having some audio issues, and it turns out it could be Blog Talk Radio having the issue because he could not get on there. And he can hear stuff, but and he went to his audio settings, and everything was good there with good readings and a good test, but I still couldn't hear him here, so there's definitely something wrong with the Blog Talk Radio, and yeah, it's not cool. So that kind of changes things here, and I don't have anything prepared, so I'm not real sure where to go to. But yeah, there's a couple of there's websites and stuff. I can always do that. But these people, do they write in English anymore? Oh, here we go. Wine Spectator. There we go. Here's something. Moderate wine consumption linked to lower risk dementia. Okay, hold on a second. I got to click on this. What? Oh, this just came out yesterday, I believe it was. Today's the 26th. Yeah. Don't forget your daily glass of wine if you want to keep a good memory, a new study on alcohol and dementia suggests. While it isn't breaking news that moderate wine consumption has been linked yet again with a lower risk of developing dementia, a general term used to describe memory loss, researchers at Germany's University of Gießen and University of Leipzig recently took a look at coffee, tea, and wine and found similar brain benefits for wine and tea. And that was just a headline that was posted in Wine Spectator yesterday. The study published in Brain Sciences collected data from 350,000 participants in the UK Biobank cohort, a large-scale biomedical database with health information from more than 500,000 United Kingdom residents aged 38 to 73. And the researchers identified 4,270 dementia cases within the group surveyed. And the participants had to answer questionnaires on dietary habits. Red wine, white wine, and champagne consumption were grouped together under wine, while beer, spirits, and fortified wine were labeled non-wine. A portion of wine was defined as 10 grams of alcohol, definitely not enough. Was I supposed to say that? A standard glass of wine is 14 grams. Oh, there you go. So it's 4 grams less than a standard. wine consumption was grouped into four categories, as in none, light, moderate, and heavy, which turned out to be more than 24 grams per day. Coffee and tea consumption were documented in cups per day, and moderate coffee consumption was defined as between 3 to 4 cups per day, while tea was grouped into four categories like wine, such as none, light, moderate, and heavy, which is more than 5 cups per day for tea. And the results showed that among all participants, moderate wine drinkers had a 19% lower risk of dementia than non-wine drinkers. One wrinkle, though, when the data was divided by gender, wine-drinking men showed a 17% lower risk, but wine-drinking women did not show a statistically significant difference compared to non-wine drinkers. Isn't that interesting? It's odd. Okay, so I think I don't think Ron's going to be coming in. There's more on that story, and if you want to learn more about it, please do so at winespectator.com. It is 7:21. This is Mike filling in. We were trying to get Ron on the air, but it doesn't look like he's going to make it, and he is the wine man. So I am going to close the show. That was out of place. I'm going to close the show. Okay, thank you. All right. I'm going to close the show, and thank y'all for it. It was not anything. I'll probably end up deleting it anyway, but let me go back to it's odd being behind the scenes, and then here we go doing 20 minutes. All right, I'm going to close it, and thank y'all for tuning in. Ron, hopefully we'll be back next Thursday, which will be June 2nd, unless I don't think we have anybody coming up this weekend. I didn't hear anything yet, but we'll be back live next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, June the 2nd, right here on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, and Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great week and a weekend. Be safe. Thank you.
This concludes tonight's broadcast of All About Wine with your host, Ron. For show information, links to All About Wine on Twitter and Facebook, or to be a guest on this show, visit the show website at www.allaboutwinebtr.com.
You know, if I had the script that I used to do that, I could probably... What? Oh.
.com. Archive shows are available for download on iTunes or on our...
You know, it would be kind of cool, though. I could actually leave the voice out of that and do it live every time. And then it would be different. But the video is the same. That's what I don't... How come it's not on? Oh.
Homepage at blogtalkradio.com/allaboutwine. Thank you for listening. Drink responsibly, and we'll see you next time on All About Wine.